News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
August 28th already, talking about the many historic things going on in El Paso, specifically a mural. Be kind of interesting to see how we treat this on radio. So, and you have a live AM 690 El Paso. We're streaming live on Facebook, and it's the El Paso History Radio Show page. And also, remember in El Paso when. And this is where we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
That's right. And we also want folks to know that they can listen to us streaming live on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where you'll be connected automatically to iHeartRadio.com, where you will listen to the show anywhere there's internet service.
So you have a history moment today?
Yes, I do. It's about a taxi cab driver / bondsman who gave his captured criminal a wild ride.
Oh, boy. We'll see that second hour. Okay, August 28th is an historic mural now owned by Westar Bank. It's from 1957, and it's called The Experiment. It depicts agriculture in El Paso's Lower Valley. And some of the guests, our guests, are from the painter's family and also from the people in the picture. And they're hoping to rededicate the mural as it moves to the Bank of Fabens. So I want to introduce the people we have in the room here this morning. And on the left of your radio, you see there that is Tom. Tom Helmsley, how are you, sir?
Oh, great, Jackson. Thank you.
And you have a road named after your family in Isleta.
That's correct. My dad and his brother started farming down there in the 20s and along North Loop, and they had a road going to their farm, and eventually the officials named it Helmsley Trail.
Interesting stuff.
I love that.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Okay, and now here on the right of our radio here, we have, let's see, Mary. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
You speak up a little bit right into that machine there.
Okay.
And you're on the radio this morning to help explain the people that are in this mural.
Yes.
Okay, and then we have Edie. Edie's going to talk about the painter. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the painter's name was?
Hoyce Schreck.
And you guys are very familiar with this mural.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a guy calling in from the bank who actually, they own the painting, correct? Let's put him on the radio and see what's going on here. Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you all this morning?
We're doing good. You're Bob Skov, S-K-O-V, correct?
That is correct.
And
I would say we're more the caretakers of the mural, more than the owners.
Okay. Well, as you caretake it, tell us a bit about where it's been and where it's going.
Well, it was displayed originally in the Citizens Bank in Isleta, and then the mural was moved when the Bank of Isleta was purchased by First National Bank of Fabens, and they built a new branch by Pavo Real on Alameda. It was in that location. After the merger with Westar Bank, they decided that that branch was too large and needed to be in a more strategically beneficial location. So the mural went into storage with the construction of Westar Tower downtown. The game plan was for us to be able to display the mural somewhere in the new downtown tower. Well, that is still not off the plate as of yet, because they want to make sure that we can. It is such a size that we need to make sure that we could take the mural, roll it. So we've got some folks that are looking into the possibilities of that to be able to actually get it into the tower and into a location. It's too large to fit in the freight elevator. if that is not a possibility, then the next location and and things is down here in the Lower Valley in Fabens. So if we are unable to have it in the tower, then it will be displayed at the bank in Fabens, since that's the agricultural kind of center of the valley now. That's the game plan.
Well, it's 9 feet by 13 feet.
Correct. That's
what I have. And that's a pretty good size painting.
A mural, yeah.
Yes, and yes, and it's absolutely stunning to be seen.
Oh, it is. And so we're going to, on the radio today, we're going to show this painting, which is kind of unusual, but we do stream live on Facebook, so that's what we're doing this morning. We've got the guests in the studio and you by phone. Well, I want to thank you for your time this morning. You have any other thoughts about this as we will continue our discussion here?
Oh, I think Tom and his family have the most relatable history to it. We actually, for the purposes of Tom's family's reunion, we took the mural out of storage and it's located in an airplane hangar at the Fabens Airport right now. And I know that Tom and his family are going to be down this afternoon, and we have an ability at 3 o'clock to be able to have anybody that would want to come by and take a look at it. Just come by the Fabens Airport.
Oh, neat.
And we'll have a Fabens Airport isn't big. It's easy to find, and
can't miss it. Sure,
there from probably 3 to 4:30 ish.
Oh, exactly.
Address?
Yeah, what's the address? We'll put that on the Facebook page. Also, we'll announce it. People may want to come see it. We're going to. We've already stirred up almost 5,000 people on the promo for this radio show, and we're talking about a painting on the radio. It's like, wow. Okay, so if people want to come see it, do you have an exact address, or just the Fabens Airport, or what do you got?
I do not have an exact address for you, but if you exit I-10 at the Fabens exit as you come down the hill, there's a signage there that shows the entrance to the Fabens Airport. And there's a little construction going on at the moment, but the entrance is open. And just come onto the airfield, and they'll see some vehicles, and there's very few hangars, and it's located in one of the hangars there. Very easy to find. You won't get lost.
Fair enough. Yeah, you can't miss it, I'm sure. All right, Bob, thanks a lot. We're gonna move on with our studio guests, but thank you for calling.
Thank you all very, very much.
You take it easy. All right, it's an interesting world here that we have with this painting. And I think, Andy, you've got that. Go ahead and put it up. Yeah, take a look at it on the Facebook page, because it's not your normal painting. I mean, it's obviously a compilation. Tom, why don't you pick it up a little bit about the family history in the Lower Valley and this painting here. It's 1957. It was a Sun Bowl event.
Yes, it was. Well, Dr. Schreck had been making paintings and artist work for the Sun Bowl through the downtown Rotary Club for many years. And this particular year, he chose to do this depiction of the agricultural history and things around the valley, Lower Valley, having to do with agriculture. And he entered that painting in the Sun Carnival art contest. And he invited my father and his brother and some other people, which my sister Mary will describe to you shortly, to pose for him for this picture. And so that brings it pretty close to home for us. And Edie Lundgren, a great-niece of his, knew him, and she will be describing who he was and what a very interesting character he was, not only in painting, but he was a veterinarian and an architect and farmer and so forth. Edie will explain a lot of that to you. And so maybe we should move on to let...
One question for you. As your family developed the farm, were they the first farmers on that land?
Not on that land that I know of. Let Mary talk about that.
Mary, talk to us.
On our father's farm, I don't know if he was the first one, but they do say that my father and his brother were some of the first farmers there and that to develop the valley.
So you're talking in the 20s or even earlier?
In 1920s. My father came in 1920. And bought this farm in Isleta.
Well, talk about the painting a little bit. Andrew, let's start with the next picture, because what we've got, we have divided up the picture into various segments, because it's a huge mural when you have it. But right now we're looking at sort of the left-hand side. Who are all those people?
At the very top is our father, and to his left is his brother Frank, and then there's a field hand in the forefront, and then I see A.J. Lum. He was the U.S. soil conservationist that was assigned to the El Paso-Huzwith County Soil Conservation District.
So people who know some of the history of the Lower Valley would relate to some of these people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Let's take a look at the next shot there and see what we've got here. We've got some... now, this gentleman here looks like he's measuring water or something.
No, he's a surveyor.
Oh.
And that's my Uncle Frank. He was not a surveyor, but that's how Dr. Schreck depicted him, as the surveyor. And I think Tom's going to talk some about surveying the land. But Uncle Frank came in 1926, and he and my dad started farming together. But he was a blacksmith also, and he rigged up this whetstone, a round whetstone, that to turn, and he had rigged it up like a stationary bicycle, and we kids then were the power to turn that wheel. We would ride the bicycle and turn the wheel for him as he sharpened the hose and the axes. And
that's pretty sharp, literally.
The scythes. He could make anything out of iron.
All right. Let's take a look at the next picture you got here, Andrea. Now, who is this?
That's our dad, B. Tom Holmesley. And he was very instrumental in soil conservation. And that's where he and Dr. Schreck and all these farmers came together to work on improving the procedures and what needed to be done.
I know you want to look around the mic and talk to me. That's the problem. We lose you.
Okay, here I am.
There you go.
But he did a lot of other things, too. Our dad was a mess sergeant in the State Guard. He was a warden during World War II and went around to see that there were no lights shining.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the blackout in case of air raid.
Can you imagine that paranoia? There was no radar. You don't know what's out there. All of a sudden, planes could come over Mexico. And
even though we were down on the farm, we could see the searchlights in Fort Bliss all night long, searching the skies for airplanes.
Well, we need to take a break here in a moment. But the idea of having farmers work together, they're not really competitors at that point.
Oh, no. They were very... compatible with each other, and they each had different strengths, and they just worked together to improve
the focus. The focus on this mural appears to be cotton. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. Melissa, you have any Facebook people stirred up yet?
Yeah, right now. In fact, I'm just now posting the directions on how to get to the Fabens Airport. If you'd like to see it, it's going to be on. Do you know, Tom, how long it'll be on exhibit today?
He said 3 to 5 or something.
Yeah, we anticipate until 4:15 or so.
Okay.
So from 3 to 4:15.
Yeah, and we do have other people on here this morning. We have Monica Cervantes from Las Cruces. We have Margie Benton's out there. She's she's local. Carol Bryant, Homer Thomas over there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Jerry Leva Reynolds, I know that's his full name. He's in Cruces also. Harry Kirk from the east side. A lot of people on.
You find it? You see Angie already? Angie's in Colorado.
No, I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Anyway. All right, we're taking a break here. Come back in a minute, and we'll talk more about this mural. It's an unusual thing. We do a lot of unusual things on the radio show. But this is what I would have to say, pure El Paso history of the Lower Valley. Was that fair?
Oh, that's very fair. Yes, sir.
Because, I mean, it's the guy went to a lot of trouble to draw this thing. But he's very good, and that's very articulate, well done.
Did I miss it? Because I was working on the Facebook page. Was it funded by the CCP? CCC, I think, is it? The CCC, the government program that was funding many artists during the Depression?
Oh, no, I don't think so. He was totally individual.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He just decided to do it.
Right. I mean, he
wow
imagines these things and put was able to paint it.
But the thing, Melissa, apparently he did was put it in the Sun Bowl art show.
Right. Oh, okay.
And that's how he did this for that in 1957.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of that time period. That's why I was asked if maybe it was funded, because we used to see some very similar, not by him, but some of the similar style in Los Angeles. My junior high school I went to one summer, we had a painting that was very similar to that.
Right.
Interesting stuff. All right, we're going to give out the phone number maybe one time, because I don't, you know, people call and say, don't give out the phone number. You're interrupting our guest. So what is that phone number, Melissa Sargent?
Phone number to call is 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2073. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today and call 800-575-2073. That's 800-575-2073. Or you can visit us online at tra.com.
Maybe you have a loved one who forgets routine tasks more than usual, like letting the dog out, or struggles with chores like laundry or cooking. Sometimes what may seem like a senior moment consistent with normal aging could be symptoms of MCI, the earliest clinical stage of Alzheimer's. If you or someone you know is experiencing difficulties like these, or other memory issues or mood changes, talk to a doctor and consider asking about cognitive screening. You can also learn more about MCI and its most common cause at itstimeweknow.com by Biogen and Eisai.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. and by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Just to let you know, we do have ephistory690@gmail.com. We're not looking at it during the show this day, but we normally do. We also have the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook, and that's where this is being broadcast on quote, television, because a radio show on TV is kind of like, what? Okay, but we're doing it anyway. Andrew does it Monday through Friday. My son, Andrew Polk, in here. He does it Monday through Friday on KTSM right here, 690, and he is Talk El Paso. We thank him for working our... What was that? That's what I thought that was. He does... And Andrew got his wings. I'm not sure what. But anyway, he does that Monday through Friday here on KTSM. And we also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We have a bunch of El Paso Gold DVDs that I created since 2001. They're on there for free if you want to take a look at them. You can pretty much figure out El Paso history if you do that. We have like Waco tanks, gunfights of the Old West with the six guns and shady ladies. Yes. We know who they are.
Yes.
Who are you? Anyway, but it's on there at El Paso History TV on YouTube.com. But also, there are 20 segments that we did. Bernie Sargent is the on-camera looking guy, and Andrew and I shot that, produced it, edited it, and the whole thing is now online there as well on a playlist, El Paso History TV. And that was on they were broadcast on KVIA, actually in the newscast. So what do you got?
Well, August 27th, the gun that killed American Wild West outlaw Billy the Kid sold for more than $6 million at auction last Friday in Los Angeles, more than double the pre-sale estimate. Bonham Auctioneers said the Colt single-action revolver that Sheriff Pat Garrett used to take down Billy the Kid in 1881 was bought over the phone by a person who wishes to remain anonymous. Darn it. Bonham, I hope he loaned it to us. Bonham's, which described the gun as the most iconic treasure of early Western history, said the $6.03 million price has a world record for any firearm, and it had been expected to fetch between $2 to $3 million. And so that's just amazing that that happened, you know, with Billy the Kid. That story never ends between Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett. It just goes on and on and on.
We didn't say where it's going to be displayed, did it?
Oh, it is going to be displayed.
Where?
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
No, I don't know. I don't think it was in this little short story we had here.
Billy Kid.
It'll be somewhere.
I will say the World Youth Museum is having a car meet, and that's on the 28th of August. From 12 to 3 p.m., and that's out in New Mexico there. And I don't know what the relation is.
I don't know why you said that. Hey, let's just talk further. We got a couple of callers on the line here. Daryl, we got you on the radio. What's up?
I'd like to make a couple of comments about Dr. Horst Reck.
Sure.
Those of us who collect early El Paso art, he is quite prominent in that field of painters. And... His remaining veterinary building is actually on Texas Street near Cotton.
We have a picture of that.
And it shows some of his architectural accomplishments also, because the building has some interesting corner pieces of Gorgel-style things. So anyway, He was quite well known for his artistic ability beyond all the other things that he was involved in.
So you have some of his early work?
I don't now. Ah. I had it in my collection, and it's in our couple of the early art books that we published. We published two of them, and there's reference to him in those books, and a couple of examples of his work that... that book was put out by Holly Cox.
Yes, I remember that one. All right, hey, well, yeah. Daryl, thanks for ringing up. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're mighty welcome.
Thank you again. Another caller on the phone. This is a relative of somebody. Hey, Francis, how are you?
Francis,
how's it going?
I'm fine, thanks.
How do you fit into this crowd in the studio?
Well, I wanted to talk about the technique or what the tools that the painters used to express the feeling and the and understanding what's going on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Every one of the figures are very strong, and they show cooperation by the jobs that they do. The top man is the boss, obviously, and it's expressed with the notebook. And so, you know, it says what they need to do and products they need and all that sort. And then down at the bottom, they have the man that is using the stave, which is used in ancient times. And all of the men have at the top have the same hat, and it's a Stetson, which sort of...
I thought that looks familiar. Yeah, go ahead. I thought that those hats looked familiar.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. You got more on this idea?
Right.
Yes, go. Francis, go ahead.
Yes, and another thing is that they all wear white shirts, except at the men at the bottom, and that just shows change. But they have some of the things that are in there that express the change on farms is the man with the shade, and then... there was goes up to the tractor that started to use at that time. I think Mary has a little bit of a story about that. And when I look at this painting, what I see is just strength and cooperation,
sure,
experiment, intelligence.
The guy did a great job on this. He picking the subjects, placing them in the mural. And it's an amazing mural. If you just joined us, it's an amazing mural that we're talking about. It's 9 feet by 13 feet, I think it said. It's and the bank owns it or has it in possession. All right, well, we're going to move on. We're going to move on here. Any other thoughts on this? Francis, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Francis.
You take care. You need to take a break here. What you got?
I just want to point out the style that I was trying to remember of this particular kind of art was called industrial composition, which was big from like the 1918s into the 40s.
Okay. We're going to get more into the history of the painting and the history of the Lower Valley in just a bit. Back in just a moment.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549. El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I'm Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the presence of justice. Our friends at the Peace in the Streets Global Film Festival are introducing their Kids, Cops, and Kindness Equals Safer Streets initiative. And this promotes the United Nations 11th Sustainable Development Goal. I'm inviting everyone, 18 and under, to visit psgff.com to learn how to create a short video about how you envision creating peace in the streets and enter it into this year's Peace in the Streets Global Film Festival.
My love for Texas is deep. like the flavor of smoked brisket, sweet like an ice-cold glass of tea. Every town, every skyline, every back road lined in blue bonnets. Texas is my home. So when the storms hit and the tides rise, my pride keeps me going. My flood insurance helps me stay. I built a life under this Texas sky, and I'm all in.
Protect your corner of the world with flood insurance. Visit floodsmart.gov.
You gotta love that Texas pride. So, David Merstadt, as senior executive of the National Flood Insurance Program at FEMA, what further advice can you share?
Now's the time to call your local insurance agent and have a discussion about what's covered, what's not covered, how much coverage do you have, what the deductibles are. It's critical that people understand what their flood risk is.
Hurricane season is here. Make sure you protect your corner of the world with flood insurance. Visit floodsmart.gov today. Brought to you by the National Flood Insurance Program.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Last chance to win that big check from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There's just one day left to enter to win. $5,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse on August 31st.
Enter now at PCH.com before it's too late. Because real people really do win. You don't want to miss out, do you? August 31st, this van could be at your house.
$5,000 a week for life.
Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 8/29. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, we're here doing this again here. Got to tell you about the Santa Lazario Historic District. They're always up to something. They're planning a September 12th Sunday Binational History Conference. It'll include binational heritage tourism, tribes of the Camino Real, and several additional topics. 851-0093, 915-851-0093. You got stuff?
Well, Pepe's Restaurant, where they have authentic New Mexico-style cuisine, is located at 6761 Donovan Drive. And you can also give them a call at 877-2152 for takeout and catering. Pepe's is home of the one and only margarita. Looking for a top-rated company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to use Monterey Asset Management. Visit their website, 1m1ep.com, or call them at 915-592-4549. Looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top producing realtors in the area. Give Patrick a call again at 915-588-1850. And our newest sponsor, which is State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. Call him at 915-581-0000. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs.
You got people on Facebook you need to talk about?
Yeah, we've got Calvin Williams is enjoying the show. Oh, you have Barbie Biderman. Hi, Aunt Mary. Uncle Tom. You've got Calvin Williams. Oh, he's saying that Andrew does a great job during the week during his talk show.
You see what he said just above that? Isn't it great to be in a room with people who like El Paso history?
Oh, that's neat. That's neat. Jamie Coppinger, she's out there. Good morning. Like I said, Angie from Colorado. Mark Flores is on with us. Hi, Mark. Let's see. I had another person down here. Monica Cervantes, what a beautiful mural. Already learned so much. Mary Holmesley's got two hearts up there. Hi, Mary. Eugene Davis, we answered his question about the involvement of Bob Scove. The banker's family is in Lower Valley, but they didn't have anything to do with the painting. That's it.
He's got it now.
Yeah.
It's in his hangar.
That's true. But he didn't. His
no, no. He originally. Yeah. How did he get it? The bank owned it? Is that it?
No. The citizens of Isleta, it's only in custody by the bank.
Mary, what is your full name? Is Mary Holmesley Brown?
This is Edie.
I'm sorry, Edie. Your full name is Edie Lundgren.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk. We got a longer segment here. Talk to us about the artist and some of the history that he was, because he was a major part of the Valley history as well.
Yes, sir. He had come to El Paso in the U.S. Army as a veterinarian, and when he retired in 2019, he went into veterinary practice, and he designed two veterinary buildings on Texas Street, which are still there.
It was 1919?
1919.
So he was in World War One, which was still cavalry. A main part of the U.S. Army was cavalry.
Yes, sir.
And so you had the cavalry here at Fort Bliss, which was huge.
Right.
Go ahead and talk about him.
Okay. And he picked up drawing while he was in the military, and he did some posters for the United States Army. I believe you have copies of them that you can show. There was three or four of them. I don't have any of them in my possession, but I was able to find them on the internet. And then after he retired from veterinarian, he bought this farm down. There it is. And he was very much impressed by horses. Him and Cisneros had many talks, and that was their favorite project, was to paint horses.
Can you imagine the skill it takes to paint a horse? I don't mean with a brush and a thing here. I mean, put them on paper. Uh-huh. I couldn't even think about that.
There's so much muscular involvement with the horse and the legs and the colors and the shifts. It's amazing.
Tom Lee got that figured out, too. Uh-huh. And Shrek was also a contemporary of Tom Lee, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk more about him.
They were friends. He also did some stained glass windows at Asbury Methodist Church and at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church down the valley.
Oh, how amazing.
He entered the Sun Carnival again, I don't know the year, and that painting is a cathedral in Switzerland, and it is at the museum. You can go and see it.
Which museum?
The El Paso Museum of Art.
Of Art, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, what else do we need to know about this guy?
Well, I was so little, it's kind of hard. He was really something. He enjoyed people.
15.
One time I went out and wanted to pick cotton, and so he...
You wanted to pick cotton.
I wanted to pick cotton, and he tried to explain to me, but he went on, and he got the 8-foot bag, and he brought it to me, and he took me out. He showed me how to do it, and I lasted about 10 minutes.
How bad were your fingers after
that? They were pretty sore.
Yeah.
It's the last one. It's a portrait.
Yeah, it's amazing. People don't realize that there's like a prickly...
Correct.
Kind of thorns on a cotton, and it's amazing how people, they survived that many years doing that.
Right.
By hand, no gloves.
Yeah. And this is a self-portrait of him, correct?
Yes, that is a self-portrait. He did three of them, and that's just one of them. He did several portraits of people that were located in El Paso, prominent Lowenfields.
Oh, there's a store down there?
They have some, and I've lost track of the paintings that were at the El Paso National Bank.
Oh.
They had three or four in the offices of the bank.
Oh, that's neat.
Who knows where?
We can't find them.
Yeah, because the bank closed. Mm-hmm.
So.
Amazing work, though.
Right.
What else would you like to tell us about?
Well,
obviously, he was a dynamic guy.
He was.
Because he was an architect as well.
He was an architect. He also designed and built a home on Blanchard here in El Paso, and it's still there. And I know that he gave designs for animal hospitals all over the country.
designs for hospitals?
For the animal hospitals, what? And how they you know, it should be designed out and so forth.
Here's one.
Yeah, go ahead and put that up.
I was going to say you have a couple that were on Texas Street, and he did one that was closest down to the overpass down there, and that was kind of an Art Deco style building.
That's the one that you have the painting or the picture of.
Yep.
Right. It has two mascots above the door. It's hard to see in the picture I took for you. It's very unique.
Yeah, the two dogs, I think, are
it's
they?
Two dogs.
Mm-hmm. One looks
mastiff.
Like a dachshund.
Isn't that? They're mastiffs.
Oh, wow. Doesn't that kind of look like UTEP design?
To some degree,
yeah.
It
cool.
does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is great.
And he came from Switzerland to Canada in 1906 and then came to the United States and became a citizen in 1917.
It's amazing that a lot of Europeans went all over the place and ended up in El Paso.
Yes, sir.
You know? Mm-hmm. I find that fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did he join the veterinary service? He was with the military veterinary service, correct?
Right, in 1917.
Oh, so it was
after he got his citizenship, he joined the service, and he retired in 1919.
Wow.
Interesting stories we have here. We're going to take a break here and come back in a minute. We're looking on Facebook. What do you got?
We have Pops Navarro, love your show. Tracy Drury, listening in Phoenix. Oh, I hope you're a lot warmer than we are right now.
In North Carolina.
I believe he's down
Harry's
there.
Over there. Well, Harry's
yet,
always
so.
Listening.
Anyway. All right, that's what I got for right now.
All right, and you got some buddies in California. It's interesting to have a radio show like this all of a sudden, you know, out on the internet, and we get calls and contacts. What was the farthest? You had one from South America, one from Ukraine.
One was from Chile, and Uzbekistan was probably our farthest Middle Eastern.
He wanted us to send him some free stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We can't hear you. I'm sorry. Anyway, we'll take a break here. Back in just a moment.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Let radio advertising keep your business top of mind with customers all summer long. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business on the radio quickly and easily. You can even make your own radio ad. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
At Casa Buick GMC, trade-in value is heating up right now.
How hot?
Hot enough to get you in that great Casa pre-owned car, truck, SUV, luxury, or economy vehicle that you want. Come to Casa Buick GMC and trade up during our Summer of Value used car sales event. Buy with confidence with a 6-month or 6,000-mile warranty. Casa Buick GMC has access to more than 600 used vehicles. Come find the one for you.
What about financing?
We've got it all and more. We work hard for you with over 20 banks to get you the best available financing. And at Casa Buick GMC, you can also buy here, pay here with La Casita Finance.
Summer of Value.
Casa Buick GMC, Montana and Airway by the airport.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
Staples Connect has amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. Now Staples comp books, two-pocket poly folders, 24-pack of Crayola crayons, and an 8-pack of Pep Rally No. 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Offer ends 9/18/21, limit 30. Prices vary online.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're talking a lot about Lower Valley, El Paso County history. There's a mural that depicts all kinds of pieces of the puzzle of people doing soil conservation. There's a guy cooking chemicals. We'll get to some of that in the second hour and look at some of the detail. Cooking chemicals, that guy was doing something. I don't know what he was doing. But we'll ask these people, they seem to know everything, about the mural. And it's a huge thing. We'll get back to that in a minute. Need to let you know about the Southwest Mopar Society and Corrupted with a K Society. Oh, goodness. Oh, they're hosting an event at a car club. This is out at the War Eagles Air Museum. And it starts about noon, goes to about 3. And very unusual thing, a car collection of other automobiles. And it's well worth the admission to go out there and see it. That's out on the Mesa over there in New Mexico.
Mission Del Rey this summer is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special. An exclusive 20% El Paso Radio History Show discount is available. Shop the store for great deals on hundreds of new home decor, souvenirs, and unique gift items for you and the folks back home. Bring the kids. They'll have some fun exploring and having their picture taken in the Old Town El Paso Jail. For those folks traveling with their pets, there's cool water and treats available for them. And don't forget the El Paso History Radio Show at checkout for your 20% off store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest is located at 1421 Lee Trevino, Suite A, and they are open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or call them at 915-440-2140.
They're actually the local distributor for El Paso Saddle Blanket. Saddle Blanket went to distribution only with stores. And these guys have all their stuff, but they've got a lot more jewelry.
Yeah, they have a lot of Indian American stuff. Native American, yes. Jewelry from the Navajos, the Hopis. I'm trying to think.
It's kind of historic. Yeah. We're glad to have them as a sponsor, but it's an interesting crowd to know as well.
Great store.
And it's out there. Basically, you go to Lee Trevino, and I would go all the way to Pelicano and turn left and turn left.
Yeah, Google Map will get you there.
Yeah, yeah. If your phone's working, you can get there pretty easy. Okay, we're talking a lot more history here. And Edie, you had some more things to say about the artist being Horse Shrek.
Horse Shrek, and he was a member of the El Paso Rotary Club. And they entered floats in the Sun Carnival three years straight. And he designed the floats for them.
Oh, neat. You said that one was a tractor?
The very first one was the tractor, and it was about the agriculture of the Lower Valley.
Now, was it just a tractor driving down the street?
No, or? It had a design on it. It had
paper mache tractor.
Well, it was an actual tractor, but it had also been decorated, and it had two lovely ladies on it. I have pictures of it from the newspaper. It won one of the awards that year.
Back in the 1950s and 60s, the Sun Bowl Parade or Sun Carnival Parade was an amazing event. Mm-hmm. I believe for a long time it was on Thanksgiving Day, then it went to New Year's Day for some reason. It got cold and went back. Right. But it was an amazing tradition for El Paso to see that. I mean, still, when they have them, three years ago, mm-hmm. I guess it was, 300,000 people show up down there.
Right.
It's amazing to see what that is.
The very last float had little Swiss houses. Since he was from Switzerland, they had decided to make the float show the mountains of Switzerland, and they had built all these little chateaus and put on this float, and they were all in wood, about 24 inches tall. It was a beautiful float.
All right, we're probably going to get into the area where we're going to talk about all kinds of different things you guys have mentioned. There was one about somewhere back in the 19-teens, Pancho Villa got involved with somebody in the family down on the border. What was that?
Are you talking about Grandma's doctor?
Well, because Pancho came across and got some medical help.
Yeah.
And took him to Mexico.
Our aunt and uncle had a ranch right on the river, and down near Sierra Blanca, and they still have it.
This is Mary Olmsley Brown, by the way.
Right. And she was alone at the ranch. She happened to be alone at the ranch, and these men were knocking at her door.
Knocking, sure.
And wanting Grandma Doctor. Grandma Doctor, we need Grandma Doctor. And she said, well, I'm Grandma Doctor. Because her father was a doctor, and she went with him on a lot of his visits to people. So she knew a lot. So they took her across the border, and Pancho Villa was there with one of his men, must have been an officer probably, who had been shot, and she was to take the bullet out of his chest or wherever it was. Anyway, she was terrified because she thought, if I'm not successful, they'll kill me.
Oh, yeah.
So she worked on him, and she was successful. And so when she finished, Pancho Villa said to her, your ranch will always be safe.
Ah, from him, anyway.
From him. At that time, that was the big deal. So anyway, took her back home, and that was one of the stories.
Amazing.
Melissa, can you imagine living in a society where a guy could come across the border and do that?
Oh, in those days, yeah, living here on the border. If I lived in Los Angeles now, I'd be going, no, I can't believe that. But having lived here all this time, I'm like, yeah, I can see it. I mean, people pass back and forth, especially down in this Leta area, even much more so, because there was a lot of family on both sides.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just an open place.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Well, about Pancho Villa and her grandmother.
Then our dad, when he was younger, lived out at the Cornuthas with this same sister. And they would come into El Paso for supplies once in a while. And they came in this one time, and the revolution was going on. And from Sunset Heights, he remembers watching a lot of the fighting and listening to all the...
The Mexican Revolution was amazing, apparently. That would have been a very unusual time to live in El Paso. Taking a break here, coming back after the news, and we're going to do this again. We got a lot more to talk about in this painting. We haven't not really gone over the individuals who's in there and what they represent. See you right after the news.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
I'm Mark.